Children, Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac. The servant took 10 camels and servants and went a long journey back home to where Abraham came from. And as he went, he prayed that the Lord would show him the right woman, the woman the Lord had chosen for Isaac. And the Lord blessed him and Isaac and Abraham, because while he was praying, who came to the well? You remember her name? Rebekah. And she offered him a drink, and she offered to get water for his camels as well. And he knew she was the one the Lord had chosen. Then it came time for the servant and Rebekah to go home to Isaac. And when Rebekah saw Isaac for the first time, he was out in the fields, what did she do? Listen to the story in Genesis 24. And they ate and drank, he and the men who were with him, and they passed the night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, "Send me to my Lord, send me home." And her brother and her mother said, "Let the damsel Rebekah stay with us a few days, or 10. Afterwards thou shalt go." And he said to them, "Do not delay me, and Yehovah has prospered my way. Send me away, and I will go to my Lord." And they said, "Let us call the damsel and ask from her mouth." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." And they sent away Rebekah their sister and her nurse and the servant of Abraham and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may thou be for thousands of myriads, and may thy seed possess the gate of those who hate thee." And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode on the camels and went after the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went. And Isaac came from the coming of Beer Lahai Roy, and he dwelt in the land of the south. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field as it turned toward evening. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there were camels coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes and saw Isaac, and she alighted from off the camel. And she said to the servant, "Who is that man there walking in the field to meet us?" And the servant said, "He is my Lord." And she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the words that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she was to him for a woman, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine about the meaning of a veil. It was a custom that when brides first approached the bridegroom, they used to cover themselves with a veil, as we read of Rebekah when she came to Isaac. The veil signified appearances of truth. For a wife signifies truth and a husband good. And as truth does not show what it is like before it is conjoined with its good, therefore, for the sake of representing this, brides used to cover themselves with a veil on first seeing the husband. But it should be recognized that no truths with man, nor even with an angel, are ever pure, that is, free of appearances. Every single one is an appearance of the truth. But appearances are nevertheless accepted by the Lord as truths, if they hold good within them. Pure truths, being divine truths, belong to the Lord alone. For as the Lord is good itself, so he is truth itself. The truths of the sense of the letter of the word are partly not naked truths, but are appearances of truth, and are, as it were, likenesses and comparisons, taken from such things as exist in nature, and thus accommodated and adapted to the apprehension of the simple and of little children. But, being correspondences, They are receptacles and abodes of genuine truth and are like enclosing and containing vessels, as a crystal cup encloses noble wine and as a silver plate holds palatable food. They are also like garments which clothe, as swaddling clothes do an infant and a pretty dress a maiden. They are also like the memory knowledges of the natural man, which contain within them perceptions and affections of truth of the spiritual man. The naked truths themselves, which are enclosed, held, clothed, and contained, are in the spiritual sense of the word, and the naked goods are in its celestial sense. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.